Shearing. Tonight, our monthly ritual of haircuts, popcorn, and a film on the TV. All our tools, shears, comb, a worn blue towel for draping around us, displayed on the kitchen counter, the sewing room stool on the linoleum floor. And I know I will close my eyes as he methodically cuts, as though hair by hair. His turn, he will sit so still I will have to touch his shoulder to keep him awake. So accustomed to each other's feel, trusting how we'll guide the razor, circumvent the ears and the nape of the neck, after 47 years when anything at all could have done us in. And afterwards, we'll say it was good. How much we like how it feels as our hands rub the back of our heads. Then we'll embrace, relishing the feel of one another. And at night in bed, I'll dream that same dream. A thunderbird circles above our house, lighting the sky with a flash from her beak, sending a bolt of thunder with one flap of her great wings. And when I awake, I will make a silent prayer. For all the times I decided to stay, for all we've learned, for all that could have so easily been sheared away.